Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, our HasLab Unicron Watch continues. Masterpiece G1 Bumblebee version 2 gets delayed, and Magic Square Toys shows off their color images of a Masterpiece scaled G1 Optimus Prime. Today is Wednesday, September 25th, 2019, and this is episode 348 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that always has been and always will be available internationally. I'm your host, Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hey, how you doing?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Hey, how you doing? Let's talk Transformers.
All right. We're back again. As always, we start off by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. You guys keep the show going and always make it happen. So thank you for continuing to support us. Also, we are still have our TeePublic store that you can see, that you can go to at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you want to buy some Transmissions merchandise, you can also check out a friend of the show, K-Girl, and her store, which is at tpublic.com/user/superstarK. And we'll have a link in the show notes if you want to check those out. All right. So, again, we'll remind you, we have our Transmissions 6th Anniversary Contest that's still ongoing. Please click the link. Go to transmissionspodcast.com/6 years. And that's where you can fill out the survey form and enter our contest. We want you to tell us a memorable moment, one of your favorite moments from the last 6 years of the podcast. And winners will be selected at random from all the entries by October 27th. So you can keep entering until TFCon this year, and then we'll draw the winner. The grand prize winner will receive a Respect the Prime Decepticon Purple vinyl LP, a Respect the Prime Constructed Cold EP CD, and one Transmissions t-shirt of their choosing. And we'll have several runners up who will win a Respect the Prime Constructed Cold EP CD.
We only have 10 people that have entered so far. So chances are still good. You could win something.
Yeah, those are pretty good odds. So as always, just want to shout out to Jimmers from Distortion Production. All those Respect the Prime merchandise comes from them. Of course, Jeremy donated the Decepticon Purple vinyl LP from his personal collection. So thank you, Jeremy. Yep. And we're footing the bill for the t-shirt. So, you know, you pick the t-shirt and we'll send it to you. All right. No Empire of Rust episode this week. They're every other week. So look out for episode 7 next week. So next Monday, September 30th. So right around the corner.
It's a great time to catch up.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's talk about some toy news.
All right. And let's get into it. It's our weekly look at HasLab Unicron Watch. And this week, we're up a little, much more than last week. So last week, we had only gained about 11 backers, which it's not a lot. But this week, we're up. We're up 44 backers. Yay! We're up to 5,711 backers, We're still a little ways from our 8,000, but we've got a few more weeks to go here. So, yeah, let's keep them coming and let's get this thing backed so that Charles can get his Unicron.
Yay.
Now, following up on this, we've got news out of the UK that Kapow Toys is now going to be the official UK and EU seller for HasLab's Unicron. And that's pretty cool because the UK and EU were kind of up Schitt's Creek. They didn't really know how they were going to get one. So they figured something out. And we're going to talk about it in a second as to why they were up Schitt's Creek. But they have it now. Kapow Toys, it has it now up on their website for £604.99. That's approximately $754 US. But these orders will count towards the crowdfund total. So if you're in the UK or the EU and you were like, you know what, this is BS, I can't get it. Well, you can now. And it's through Kapow. So, you know, there you go. And it will be delivered into your country. So you don't have to worry about shipping to Kapow or to you. So, I mean, the price is a little bit higher, but that's probably where the extra shipping is coming from and stuff like that. But yeah. Anyway, Jeremy, what you want to talk a bit about why the people in the UK and the EU were up Schitt's Creek?
Well, the article we saw this in is now, it suddenly disappeared from Sabertron, so not sure.
I mean, the logic exactly. That it talked about, it's there. So, yeah. I mean, we can still kind of talk about it.
They were blaming Brexit as, like, they said, actually, I think this was referencing a post that one of the guys behind Kapow Toys made on TFW, saying that this has been in the works for a while, but Brexit has had introduced some unknowns. So they were having to work through some stuff. So, I mean, it really, you know, it's great that the UK is getting to, you know, buy through Kapow Toys, but they have 2 weeks to, you know, if they weren't planning on doing it and now they want to, if 2 weeks to get that, you know, 600 pounds together. And that's just not a lot of time.
No. But the fact that the price for Kapow is in pounds and not euros does speak a lot to the fact that it was a Brexit definitely. Kind of deal. So, you know, previous pre-orders and stuff like that would have been in euros. So now everything's back to pounds. So I'm glad. I'm happy for the people of the UK. They do have an option, albeit 2 weeks worth of an option, but it is still an option. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have seen some of the numbers fluctuate this week on the Unicron. So perhaps some people that had found ways to do it in the UK, but were going to be spending absorbent amounts getting it to them.
I'm sure buying it from the US, shipping would be horrible. Tariffs and stuff would be horrible. So going through Kapow is a much cleaner option.
Exactly. So we're going to see a couple numbers bounce around. I mean, even Charles was talking and made a comment that he saw the numbers bounce, fluctuate down 2 from yesterday. So it was actually 5,713 yesterday. So, I mean, those could be numbers coming out of the UK. They just, you know, they're switching them. They'll still end up back here if that's the case, but right now they're going from the main crowdfund to Kapow, and then they'll come back if that's the case. But yeah, anyway, on to the next kind of Unicron related topic. We got an article not really an article, but it's talked about on TFW, but it's referencing a YouTube video from Hasbro where they they talk about behind the scenes, the making of the Unicron poster. And in it, they talk to Marcelo Mater and go in depth on him and his process of drawing the Chaos Bringer in the poster that is the kind of the marquee piece of artwork for the Unicron ad campaign here. And it's pretty cool. He goes through all of his kind of design steps and the coloring and whatnot. And it's really kind of cool. It's only about 3.5 minutes long, so it's really easy, kind of quick thing to watch. And yeah, it's neat to see the process. Artist's process is always kind of cool.
It was a little bit weird though, because there's like no voice. It's just like it's a time-lapsed stop motion. Just, you know, shows him basically going into Photoshop, going from concept to finished art. You know, just, you know, pulling up the Photoshop tools, and you know, it's really sped up. It's reminds me of that like some of the videos that James Reyes does.
Yes,
for his art. Mm-hmm. But I was expecting to hear Marcelo Mater's voice somewhere in there, and I was disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and it goes from like a very, you know, kind of rough idea sketch to suddenly like 90% of Unicron is already drawn perfectly. There's like no in between there.
Well, he's very talented.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. But that's cool. I always like seeing the process. And this is something that, even though it is sped up and whatnot, you can pause it and look at the details a little bit more closely. But it is something that I would definitely show to my daughter, who's really into art and stuff like that, because she always likes watching the process and watching the artists create the art that they do. So this is definitely something that I will probably show to her. Then she'll want me to buy the figure. I mean, if she wants it, you know, then I may have a case, you know, to say to my wife, you know, look, this is really for her. It's not for me. It's for her.
You wipe out her Christmas list for this year. So she's covered for Christmas, she's done. Right?
And her birthday and any other special occasions. Yeah, no, kid gets everything, right?
Well, I mean, I don't think if this does get made, I don't think it's going to depreciate in value anytime soon.
And we could sell it to send her to college. So,
that's where I'm going.
Yeah. But
I guess one question, because we haven't seen this poster anywhere before this, have we? Is this going to be included?
Oh, sure. We've seen it as part of the promotional art going around. Yeah. I hope it's included. I mean, the box is going to be big enough to put a poster in with it. So I hope it's included with the box.
Me too.
Yeah. But we have one last little bit here to count with the Unicron news for the week. And that's a piece of feedback that we would usually save for the end of the show. But it kind of fits with everything we've been talking about here. So, Jeremy, roll the clip.
Hi, guys. John 4X11Good here again. I actually have a question for you this time. I really do want this HasLab Unicron. And unfortunately, right now, me and my wife for the last couple of months have been in the process of trying to buy a house and sell our current house. And as such, the funds, while there, are not available to buy this. And I'm afraid I'd end up missing out because of that. And now I just went to the Big Bad Toy Store and saw that they have it set up for pre-order to order Unicron with. And yeah, there's a significant markup, and that's not what bothers me or worries me. But they have a $150 down payment, and then they say on their notes that the rest of the funds are not pulled out until the item ships. So my question for you guys is this a potential way for somebody who to get this, who may not be able to afford a $600 right at once at the time, and do these third-party toy sites actually allow you to, because I've never ordered from them, allow you to like throw $50 to $100 at it at a time until you either have it paid off or until you need to come up with the rest of the money when the item ships, if that's truly the case. Thank you again, and hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
All right. Well, guys, I don't know how many of you have actually ordered from, you know, TF Source or BBTS online, but I've done it numerous times. And from my experience is that the pre-orders generally are free to do. Smaller stores will actually charge you up front because they're smaller and can't take the financial risk. But bigger stores like BBTS and TF Source are able to take the financial burden and will do the pre-orders for nothing, which is really nice to do. Obviously, this is a different story, so they're charging you a little bit to do the pre-order, and that's not unheard of. John's question kind of deviates is that he wants to know whether they're going to take a, you know, allow you to kind of throw $50 at them kind of a month and just until the thing's paid off. In my, you know, understanding of the way that they work is they don't have a system set up to do it, anything like that. So they're not really able to kind of take small payments and put them off as like a, you know, as like a Walmart would have. What is that? Consignment? Not a consignment, but
layaway.
Layaway. Yeah. They're not really able to do like a layaway system. So it leaves it up to the consumer to kind of know to do it themselves, to perhaps even setting up a kind of like a jar at home.
Or an envelope. Or
yeah. Just to kind of take $50 out of the bank, throw it in this envelope or jar, and just kind of put it away, right? And forget it's there. And then when things are about to kind of happen, put that all in the bank and say, okay, I know that that's there, and, you know, take it. You know, I'm ready for you to take it. So, you know, myself, speaking only for myself, that's exceedingly difficult for me to do. I am not a saver. I've never been a saver. If you are capable of doing something like that, then I would highly recommend going about those ways. Obviously, if you have the money to put out for a Unicron right now, then go ahead and do it. This is obviously not the case for John, but for, you know, people that can just throw down the $575 US or $750 US for the Kapow, that's, you know, that's, you know, definitely different. But if you can, fantastic, more power to you. If you have to go the route of BBTS, you know, you're paying a significant markup, but you do have the ability to kind of pay it off over the course of, you know, the years or the year. Is it, when's it due, Charles?
2020.
But when? So is it 1 year?
It says, according to BBTS, it says first quarter 2021.
Oh, that's even better.
Okay, so it's a year and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a lot of time, and most capable people can kind of save that kind of money even by even throwing $20 away, you know, a month or a paycheck. But I just from my personal experience of being me for my life, I know I'm not capable of doing that. It's just it I know it's there, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna spend a little bit now. You know, there's this, you know, there's Siege Omega Supreme is out. Oh, that's kind of cool. I want that. Yeah, let's, okay, I'll dip into the fund now and I'll get that. And, oh, and then like, Unicron shows up.
Put the money back.
Yeah, I'll put it away. I'll put double next week, right? It never happens, you know? So, you know, then Unicron comes around and they're like, oh, we're going to take out $400 or $600. I'm like, from where? Right. So that's a problem for me, yeah. But if you are capable, go ahead, man. It's yeah. But they will, BBTS and TF Source, those kind of places are not set up to, for you to send money to them at a regular basis.
Yeah. It is great that they do say that, you know, the total funds won't be required until the thing ships.
Right.
So that's great. That's that you good. Get that much time.
Yeah,
I wish mm-hmm. that they would have set up ahead of time, you know, either Hasbro or BBTS, places like that, some kind of monthly payoff option like you would do with a phone.
Sure.
And right. I mean, Hasbro specifically, we were talking about this in the Discord last week, a bunch of us in one of the, I think the Hasbro Takara channel, just complaining about how, like, some people from the UK were complaining about how, you know, they have 2 weeks to come up with the money if they want it. And I'm just like, why didn't they just say, hey, if you want this, there's a monthly option to pay? They would have gotten so many more people that would jump on. I mean, as long as they would say that this is a non-refundable deposit and then you pay monthly. You know, most people, if they pay a non-refundable deposit, they're going to follow through with it.
Especially if it's over $100.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I do want to mention just late breaking news. So this was on our Discord just yesterday in the Trips to the Store channel. So our friend John, who called in, he did announce, holy crap, guys, my wife just said yes to Unicron. So there is a happy ending for John, at least. He is. So congrats, awesome. John. Glad you're in the Unicron Club with me.
Good job.
I will. Another thing, I mean, this is, of course, this is not something that everyone can do, but if you do have like reasonably good credit, a lot of times you do have credit card companies that will give you like an offer of like 12 to 18 months of interest free charges. And so if you're in that position, if you have that, like if you have a credit card or got a credit card offer recently for something like that, you could charge it on the card and then you don't have to pay it off for 12 months.
This also goes back to what Daryl was talking about. And yeah, you know, I am more on the side of where Daryl is, and that's, yeah.
we can be bad with bad credit together, Jeremy.
Yeah, that's the club we're in.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just mentioned that because, you know, then you avoid the significant markup that BBTS mm-hmm. or TF Source mm-hmm. takes. Yeah. And you're just paying the $650 that, or you know, that Hasbro is charging, rather than yeah. an additional, you know, $150 or whatever additional just for the luxury of paying it off at a later date.
Yeah, says the guy with the 75-inch TV.
This is why, I mean, you know, neither one of us are making Dr. Charles money.
That's right.
I said, if you're in the position, you know, it's not something everyone can do.
No,
isn't
it's
your
not.
Wife a doctor too?
So. Yeah,
maybe.
we're happy that you slum it with us every week, Charles.
That's, yeah. that's how he keeps his head up. He's like, you know what? I just need to feel better about myself. I'm going to go talk to Daryl and Jeremy. But yeah, no, it's one of those things that I'm doing personally. I'm doing a lot of extra work at the comic book store right now, and generally they pay me in toys and comic books, and the amount of work that I've been doing is superseding any amount of comic books that I could get in a weekly basis. There's a bunch of toys that I do kind of want, but the thought has crossed my mind that, you know what, hey, if this kind of keeps up for a couple more weeks, I might be able to throw down a deposit on a Unicron. But I'm like, do I still have the room? The room is the issue. The money is still secondary. I'm like, you know what? I could probably finagle the money, but I still got to stick this damn thing somewhere. So, you know, I can't fix the no room bit. That's a problem. So, but you know, it's, yeah, the money thing is one thing. If you can make it happen, fantastic. Just remember that if you're a person like me and Jeremy, who definitely have issues saving, I have an issue sharing as well. Don't try and come over and don't ask me to share my French fries. It's an issue and I will bite your hand off.
Wow.
Well, your French fries have gravy on them.
Anyway. I have and cheese. Yeah. Cheese curds and gravy. No, it's, you don't want them anyway. But no, if you have an issue with saving, then definitely think about it a little bit more hard, because it's one of those things that can creep up on you, and you'll be like, they're going to take out a whole whack of money, and I'm going to be stuck here, you know. And you don't want to have money problems in a relationship if you have one of those too. So yeah, it's, you don't want
especially money problems that are because of toys.
Yeah, yeah. An issue that your hobby has caused in a relationship, that's not a good one. So, yeah, I've had a couple of those, so don't have those. Yeah. Anyway, that was a good question, John. Thanks for calling in. If anyone else wants to call in with any kind of other questions, we take them all, not just toys or comics related. We'll help you with your relationships or sharing issues. If you also have sharing issues, I'll help you with your sharing.
I was thinking of a spinoff podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to earn my doctorate in just helping people and be a psychologist. Yeah.
Dr. Daryl.
It's me. Anyway, that's what I had this week. Jeremy, it's time for you to earn your doctorate.
I'll try. I have a story that if you were looking forward to MP45, the G1 Bumblebee 2.0, it has been delayed. It was originally supposed to come out in September. And if you haven't noticed, it is the end of September. So it is now going to be, the release date is now November 2019. So this is the cartoon accurate, Bumblebee. I'm still personally happy with my, first edition Masterpiece Bumblebee, but, if you are looking forward to it, now you have another couple months to scrounge up the money. So going back to what we were just talking about. Are either of you guys excited about this figure?
No.
Nope.
I have a Masterpiece Bumblebee that's fun and cool and looks good. So, I mean, this one just looks thin. He still looks neat, but for whatever reason, he just looks just emaciated. So I'm happy with mine.
Accurate.
I like mine. I don't need to keep replacing the figures I already have.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over these. I mean, I understand it's for people who maybe missed it the first time or want the really cartoon accurate version. It's just, I feel like, you know, we need to go more heavily on the new molds or new characters rather than continuing to like Jazz. I mean, people have been begging for Jazz for years and
yep.
There's still no Jazz.
And there's a Galvatron, why don't a Hoist or a Trailbreaker or, you know, some more Decepticons. Like, you know, Decepticons were easy. They had almost a lot of them had no like real world, you know, alt modes. So you could do a lot of them really no problem. But yeah, like, geez, this Bumblebee's he's an iconic character.
Yeah.
Right. So I understand the idea to kind of redo him more and more, but yeah, I'm ready for a new character. I'm ready for Hound. Like, I mean, I don't want him personally cause I have Fans Toys, Willies, but,
people do want it.
I want to see what the reaction's going to be. Yeah. So yeah, bring him out.
All right. Well, I have one more thing, and this is something I have been excited about. We first found out about this in February, I believe, at Toy Fair, or around that period. Company WizKids, which they make little miniatures for tabletop games, and they got Hasbro license for Transformers, G.I. Joe, you know, My Little Pony, and can't remember the fourth one. But they've released images of Bumblebee here. It's a production sample, and these are miniatures that you will have to paint yourself. So with Bumblebee, you can obviously paint it red and have kind of a cliff jumper or, you know, all the different, you know, colors that the G1 Bumblebee mold was made into. But I think these are really neat. I think Mike and his Empire Rust crew would probably get a kick out of being able to use these in their games.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I'm not a big tabletop gamer, but I do have that train set, and that's where I'm thinking this is going to be. It'd be neat to have because I think they would be in scale with the train set. So, what do you guys think of this? Excited about getting something you can paint? They're only going to be $5 a piece.
I mean, these are cool, but I am not into the painting miniatures thing. So if someone wants to paint them for me, that'd be great. But these do look cool. I mean, I think the miniatures idea looks cool. And yeah, if I was able to do some tabletop gaming where I am and had some time, that would be great. But sadly, I have neither of those things. But yeah, but it's definitely cool.
Do you think that because of coming out with these, this is kind of a hint that there's going to be a Transformers tabletop game coming out?
I mean, I wouldn't rule it out. I don't think this is an indication that something is in the works at the moment. I mean, but I wouldn't be too shocked if something down the line, maybe it's something like something was got incorporated into the card game where you could use miniatures for something like that. I mean, we haven't really had any indication that they're really pushing to do like a tabletop game. Like, you know, if you look at what Mike did with like his custom rule set for the Empire of Rust game, there's a lot of work you'd have to do to do that. I mean, maybe there's like some limited tabletop experience that like a Monopoly. I mean, not Monopoly, but some other.
I was thinking more in the vein of board game. Like at Celebration, I saw some of the Star Wars games, like the TIE Fighter game and stuff where you had the ships. And I think that would be really interesting with Transformers characters. But I don't know. I wonder if this is kind of if this sells well, maybe it'll be a metric that they can use and, you know, Hasbro might license out for a game.
It would be cool. Yeah. I'm not going to say no to it. I just, don't know.
Daryl, how about you? You said your daughter's good with art, or is she interested in art?
She likes to paint. She's not great at it. but
wow. Don't let her listen to this episode, Daryl.
No.
You can have her paint some up and sell them to Charles.
Hey, yeah. Hey. Charles likes to support kids in their art. I'll sell them to you. I might do a couple of these with her. It's fun. We don't have a lot of paint. I mean, that's the thing is that some of these guys, you really do need a full color palette to kind of go through. But I might be able to get away with like an Optimus because of the red and the blue and the some black or white accents, but
maybe a little, what, yellow and, and black and white.
Really quite simple. You know, if you were really going to do this, I'm going to say this because, and I'm going to get a lot of people kind of disagreeing with me because they're, you know, full on, you know, D&D miniature painters or whatever. But just to kind of get into this, I'd probably go out and buy like a tester's kind of starter set with having, you know, it have like eight colors in it and a couple brushes. I mean, I have a few brushes just from, you know, years of doing this kind of crap. But we'd probably sit out on the picnic table or whatever and just kind of paint a few of these things up and see how we go. But it's not a big deal. Like you said, they're $5 a piece. Probably be like 12 or something here in Canada, but they're not expensive. So that's the whole idea, is just to go out and have some fun. I remember painting models, like model cars when I was a kid, and that was fun. I enjoyed that. You got to dedicate an afternoon to it though. So it's, you know, I really don't have that kind of time anymore. I like to take naps. Yeah. I'm an old man.
I guess to kind of promote the Discord once more, we do have a creative channel where people like Alpha Magnus are in there showing off all the stuff that they do, with mods or doing custom figures. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see what they can do with these. People with actual talent.
Yeah. And who's to say that they have to be the characters that they're supposed to be, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun to see them kind of bash them into something else.
Well, I mean, you know, those guys with like 3D printers and stuff, you can, you know, use. Well,
what's the material you said? They're PVC or they something else?
I'm not sure. I believe they're PVC, but I'm not sure. Or just plastic.
Yeah, but no, that'd be kind of cool just to see what they're what they could do with them, and yeah, so maybe you could make an add-on set for some of these guys. Ooh, ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. But they're fun.
Cool. Well, that is all I got this week. Charles, what do you have?
All right. Well, more Optimus Prime, because if it's one figure that we don't have enough of, it's Optimus Prime. So we have Magic Square Toys, who has been doing some alternative Optimus Prime figures. So they have a Masterpiece scaled G1 Optimus Prime that was, I think we discussed it as a competitor to the MP44 version 3 of Optimus Prime. And then they also have a legend scaled Optimus Prime figure. So they've already put out these figures, but now we've got some variant colors. And so for the Masterpiece version, so this is their MS-1S Light of Freedom. So Light of Freedom is what they call their figure, because he's not Optimus Prime because that's trademarked.
Mm-hmm.
Light of Freedom, and they've got him in the death color variant. So not quite fully dead, but getting there. So he's not completely gray.
I'm not dead. But he's. Yet.
But if you remember at the iconic scene of Transformers the movie where he's on the slab, he's at Death's door, and when he passes off the Matrix to Ultra Magnus, his body loses all its color. So This is a version of this figure where the colors are just they're washed out, but they're not completely gone, but they are definitely grayish. So if you really need all the variants of Optimus Prime, this is right up your alley.
Just
for me, this
get
seems
me, Perceptor, just get me Wheeljack. Prime, I'm sorry, but Wheeljack is dead. We'll find Grapple then. We can't find him, Prime. Oh shit.
Ratchet?
Where's Ratchet? Well, just fix this hole in my abdomen. I'm sorry, Prime. It's fatal.
It's just a flesh wound.
God damn it, Perceptor. Just fix me. I'm a scientist, not a doctor.
So, I mean, I don't know what your guys' thoughts are on this, but this just seems like in terms of repaints that I have no interest in, this is at the top of the list. I don't know why. If you already have, I mean, if for some reason you're a Transformers collector and you don't have an Optimus Prime figure, there are lots of other choices. I don't think this is the one that you need to pull the trigger on, but that's just me.
Well, I mean, if it wasn't actually colored and if it was just like solid gray or different shades of gray, then yeah, that would be interesting to me. Doing this just muted color, it just really, I mean, I'm like, you just half-assed it. Come on, give us just a solid, you know, gray and black Optimus Prime. I do appreciate that on his waist, if you look, he's got, like, damage there. Like, he was stabbed in the movie and stuff. So that's nice. But then also, there's not one shot here of him laying on a slab. I'm like, you're going to color him like, you know, the death scene in the movie. Give us a promo picture of him just laying down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, he looks fine. His color's a little washed out, but he looks pretty okay. I mean, he's got his action pose and everything.
Looks like just give him a little bit of Energon. He'll just color right up and fight.
Daryl, is this a worthy prime for your collection?
No. No, it's not. I mean, there's been death primes ever since MP01 have kind of been made. So this is nothing new, but it's something. It's one of those ones that just they get made because they've got the mold going and they're like, you know, we can throw different kind of plastic or plastic and paint into this thing and just kind of get it kind of done.
You're probably saving money on using less paint.
Sure. Well, I mean, I bet you there's probably maybe 100, maybe 150 of these things that are made, mm-hmm. you know, such a small amount, right? So, yeah, there's not going to be a lot of these things around. So they throw it out there. It's kind of a, you know, if people want it, sure, we've got a couple, but it's one of those things that they've probably made their money back from the mold already. So it's just a like an easy kind of, you know, money maker for them. It's
cash grab.
Yeah. But it's not like it really hurts them at all.
Mm-hmm.
They're not depending on this thing to make money.
Well, maybe the masterpiece scaled one wasn't your thing, but don't worry, because they've also got one in their legend scale mold. So the masterpiece one was Light of Justice. The legend scaled one the masterpiece one was Light of Freedom. The legend scaled one is Light of Justice. So now we've got the MSB18S Death Color and MSB18B Dark Black. So now not just the Death Color, but we've also got a Nemesis Prime Black mold variant for the Legend Scaled figure. So we didn't have a price for the Masterpiece Scaled ones. I guess it'll probably be the same as whatever the regular version is. The Legends one is about $40 for each figure. So, yeah, again, I mean, at least in the pictures they have, they do have one where he's on his back for the Death Color. So good job there. But Jeremy, I want to ask you about the Nemesis Prime colored one. Is that more up your alley?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a sucker for the Nemesis colored primes, and this one, it looks okay. I like the teal that they're using, although I really like the ones that have the teal around the windows. Like the one, I think, was it the official masterpiece one we just saw, or there was one we just saw that was colored really well. Maybe it was in the Siege line. I think that was it. But I like that accent where you get the red windows and the teal around the windows and then the black of the base truck. But this thing looks good. The eyes are sufficiently red and evil looking. He looks plenty poseable. $40 isn't bad for it. Looking at the other one where he's laying down, you can see the Matrix. And is the Matrix actually just molded in, like, in his chest? That's how it looks to me.
I think it's removable. I think we've seen this mold before when they put them out in the original colors, and I think the Matrix is removable.
Okay,
it's just a little teeny tiny one.
It's the hinge maybe from the front grille of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it looks fine. I think there are probably better Legend scaled Optimus Primes, but $40, I think this is right in there, if you're looking for one.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember whether this one comes with a trailer or not, but
you do have Millennium one.
Pardon me? Oh, they have the Millennium one?
Laying down, yeah. In the trailer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. The other ones were the original colored one was a really cool, has a really cool trailer that goes along with it. So, I hope it does, but, I can see for $40 not actually coming with a trailer. That's a pretty low price for a figure with a trailer as well. So yeah, I don't know. It looks good though. I like it. The Death one, like I said before, it's not a color scheme I'm interested in. The Nemesis Prime one, it's not something that I've ever really gone after. Typically, Nemesis Prime has been something that's been a little different than Optimus. So, something like R.I.D. Scourge has been like my Nemesis Prime kind of, he's Optimus Prime, but he's got like the tanker trailer. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a little different, but he's the same, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so something that's identical, but just painted differently, really just doesn't cut it as a Nemesis version. But right. I like it. I think it's cool.
I'm looking at this, the original Light of Justice figure, the regular colored one, does come with a trailer. It's also $56. Okay. It looks like these recolors do not.
Oh.
And that's why they're only $40.
Interesting.
Yeah, I found this on TF Source.
Cool. Cool.
All right. Well, that will do it for our toy topics. So let's move on to some trips to the store. This is where we show off all the amazing Transformers merchandise we got this week. We do this as a video that you can watch on YouTube, but we'll also put the audio right here so you can continue to listen to us describe our purchases in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
As always, Transmissions is fully supported by you, our listeners, our watchers, our Donatrions. Thank you for supporting us on Patreon and PayPal, all of our Donatrions. You guys are awesome. If you'd like to join them, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support, and that's how you can become a Transmissions supporter. Also, if you want to buy some merch from us, you can go to transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And that's where you can buy some of our cool merchandise, including lots of awesome t-shirts. All right. Well, let's get into the stuff we got this week. So, Jeremy, start us off.
All right. First thing I'll show off is I got the Alex Milne cover of Transformers number 12 featuring Nautica. And very, very nice cover. And then I went to the Half-Price Books where I was in there a few weeks ago, just kind of wasting some time before some food was ready. And I didn't realize they had a whole like comic section. Like I knew they had like trades and stuff. They had a whole like probably two sides of a table with like two levels of long boxes. And then they had kind of a more protected, more expensive comics thing. So I just flipped through. And I got six Dreamwave era comics, pretty much everything but their Dreamwave Transformers G.I. Joe comics. Got some, and these are all a buck, so I figure decent price. I got War Within Preview. And then War Within number 2 and 3. Never had a lot of these. Like some of them I did, but I don't know. Then I got the regular G1 series number 0. And I don't know. I think I got this before, but a different cover. I don't know. It's just this cover didn't look familiar. And it's that classic Dreamwave art that we all love. And then I got issues 3, 4, and 5 of the series. So, featuring Sunstorm here and Omega Supreme. Oh, wait, was that 3, 4, and 6? So, I thought it was a decent selection. I was surprised they didn't have any of the newer stuff since IDW does have 12 years of back catalog. But, you know, it was a good haul, I think. I think $1 a book isn't bad.
Nice.
So that's all I got.
All right. Rounding out your Dreamwave collection there.
Well, filling it in. Yeah.
All right, Daryl, we come to you. What do you got?
All right. Well, I got two comics this week. One, continuing off with the Transformers adjacent. This is Death's Head number 3. I have yet to read this, but it's on my list of things to do, so I will do that at some point. Also got Transformers number 12. This is the Alex Milne cover, as Jeremy got as well. This is a really good cover. So, yeah, it's nice to see Alex's work on official Transformers books again. And I did pick up a toy this week. If you were following my Twitter, you saw what I picked up. This is Deluxe Impactor, who has arrived here in Canada at Walmart's. That wave is now officially available. This is just the single pack, not the triple pack with the Mirage and the Clear Mirage and the other guy. This is okay. It's not bad. The transformation's kind of fun. It turns into a really thin tank. I gotta say, I'm not too fond of the head. I did just put up a comparison shot on my Twitter of the what the new or sorry the other the head of the Versus pack is. So it's different, and the Versus pack is definitely a better one. So I kind of like that one better, but I gotta say that this one here has a he's really yellow, or sorry, he's really orange, and he would be much better suited if he were a bit more yellow in his coloring. And yeah, but all in all, he's not bad. The transformation's kind of interesting and not too difficult. So yeah, he's worth it, definitely, for a Impactor that actually looks like Impactor, not just a repaint of a War for Cybertron combiner component or a Botcon, or not Botcon, but a club toy that really is just a repaint of Rook. So yeah, this is good. It's nice to see Impactor get an actual figure. It would be nice if he had the same head for both figures, but I guess they needed some kind of incentive for you to get the Versus pack. I'd still like to get the head for the Versus pack.
Isn't the Versus pack a Decepticon too?
It is. Yeah. So, yeah. So I'm hoping that I can get the head for that somehow, or just the figure. I mean, I really don't care, but I'd want the head for this torso or this body, but there is a little bit of damage on him. They painted it on the side of his legs there. That's the only bit of paint wear or paint damage on him. It's not too bad or too egregious, but if you did want to get that off, it doesn't seem like it's too difficult to get off. But it is in a place where it looks like it would be kind of natural if you were going to be, you know, having some kind of paint wear or paint damage on him. But all in all, he's pretty decent. He does have ankle tilts. As you can see, I've tilted one here. They're not bad. The one of his guns does act as the kind of hook hand, so you can see that there. But you can take that off and just kind of spin it around if you want the other hand. So you have that option. But yeah, then you can just put it back in there as the gun. But yeah, all in all, he's not bad. I'm not too fond of that. I mean, his shoulder cannon's kind of thin, but whatever. It doesn't come off. Like, it's mounted there permanently. Well, it does come off, but it's not supposed to. I just broke it. Yeah, but that's where it goes. But yeah, he's cool. He's not bad. But yeah, he's worth it if you needed an Impactor for your mainline Transformer shelf.
Ironically, isn't this Impactor a retool of a previous War for Cybertron figure?
I don't think so. I think this is a new mold.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was like a Hound or something, remold or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm misremembering that.
No, you're thinking the Hot Shot that's New York Comic Con exclusive.
Yeah.
It's a Hound remold.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can totally see this Impactor becoming other things, but as of right now, it's only been announced as being Impactor.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very cool.
What do you got, Charles?
All right, continuing the theme of Transformers adjacent comics. Well, but not really. Maybe this is transmissions adjacent because we're all fans of Rick and Morty. So they have a new series of Rick and Morty Dungeons and Dragons. So the previous one was published by IDW. This one is published by Oni Press. So got the first issue of the sequel. This is really not Transformers adjacent, but it's written by James Roberts. So I picked it up. Starcadia Quest number one. It's completely, I haven't read it yet, but it's more James Roberts. So
is it based on something or is it his own?
It's based on a board game. And this is like accompanying comic series fiction for this board game. So we'll see. Death's Head number three. I also picked that up.
Guess I should show mine. I got that.
And actually last,
it's good.
Last but not least, Transformers number 12, the Alex Milne cover.
Yay!
And this is really nice art. So glad I was able to. Of course, this is the regular cover. So this is the one you're gonna find.
We all pulled a Shelton.
Nope. All right. I also got some more HasCon exclusives. These are the tapes, the Japanese tapes, Gurafi and Noizu. And just to justify the price, they threw in a Frenzy. It's the blue one. It's Frenzy in toy form, Rumble in cartoon form.
I have been charged for that, but it has not shipped. And I'm kind of pissed because this is the second time Hasbro Pulse has done that to me.
Ooh. Well, maybe I got yours too, Jeremy. I would.
That doesn't seem to have appeased him at all.
Actually, this one is for Daryl. I ordered an extra one for Daryl. So sorry, it's not yours.
Sucks. Yeah. To Canada. Yeah.
Is the back side, the backs of those swapped? I've heard maybe, or is it? It's just you got all the.
No, they are. It is swapped. It is swapped. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's. Yeah, I didn't notice that. Yeah.
So dumb.
That's terrible. So dumb. That's pretty terrible. Yeah.
You have the one on the left on the front, they make it the left on the back. That's not how things work.
So dumb. Yep. So you can't even divide them up and.
I ruined it
for you, Charles. Sorry.
You did.
No, I mean, it's fine. I mean, I was debating whether I should open them, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I was thinking, why do they ship them connected? Like, why didn't they just cut them for you and make them separate? But yeah,
maybe they made a mistake at the factory and they're like, oh, we can just keep these connected and sell those as one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, well. Well, Daryl, yours will get to you eventually.
It's fine. No biggie.
Do you plan on opening yours so I can decide whether to send you the nice card or the or the messed up card?
Oh, you got a messed up one?
Well, they're not messed up. I mean, they're just like there's some, you know, on the corners, they're a little bent and chipping.
I don't know if you care
about that stuff.
I don't plan on opening it. That's just one of those things that I like to keep would keep sealed. If I were to get a second one, then I would. But I wouldn't be opening it.
Okay. I'll send you the nicer one then.
You don't have to send me anything. I'm patient enough to wait. So
I haven't noticed that it would now ship out the week of September 16th, and it's well past. So
yeah, mine shipped the week of September 16th because I have
it. Mine still says status unfulfilled. So I'm going to be emailing customer service, yelling at them again.
Well, so. I've been pretty lucky with the HasCon stuff in the last few weeks. So wish HasCon had been lucky and actually happened. or maybe that they hadn't canceled BotCon for HasCon. I'm still bitter about that.
Or at least have run HasCon this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Because Hasbro, of course, I mean, what Hasbro, giant corporation, is going to be subject to the ups and downs of giant corporations. So some years they'll just decide not to do a fan convention, whereas a fan run convention, they'll do it every year because they're fans. So bring back BotCon. Bring back BotCon. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. BotCon. Yes. Forget Value Village. Hashtag bring back BotCon. All right. Sorry, Yoshi. Not no, sorry. Not. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right. We're back from our trips to the store, and let's move on to convention news.
All right. We have some more announcements for this little convention in New York, Daryl, called New York Comic Con.
Wait, where is it?
It's in New York City.
New York City?
Let's hope when you go there. The first thing is Han Solo has some new pins out celebrating the 35th anniversary of Transformers. They have a 35th anniversary Megatron pin with basically Megatron's head like in front of a shield with 35 underneath. They have a pin of planetary proportions that is the head of Unicron trying to, you know, hop on that sweet Unicron money. And then there is an Optimus Prime patch, not a pin. So that's pretty cool. And I will actually be talking to Brandon from Han Solo at the show. So we'll be talking about these pins, and they have some other pins for like She-Ra and some other, you know, pop culture, you know, Transformers adjacent properties. So if you enjoyed my conversation with him at C2E2, me talking to him again. So stay tuned for that.
Cool.
And then we also have news from Super 7. They have a, you know, they've been doing these like basically non-transforming, just action figures that are more cartoon accurate, but a lot of them are like transparent where you can see inside them. This is a Super Cyborg Megatron that has removable chest plate, and it is in clear purple plastic. A really impressive looking box, and I'm guessing this is just Photoshop or backlight and stuff making it glow, but I would think if you could maybe display this somewhere where you could have like a light shining through it, it would look really cool, you know, like the scene in the 86 movie. Next thing we have is this is something I actually knew about, wasn't able to say. But the Hasbro Transformers Live panel has been announced for New York Comic Con Thursday, October 3rd at 11:30 a.m. And I will not be in New York at the time.
What?
So, yeah. So this is where they're going to reveal all the next wave of War for Cybertron figures, or maybe even whatever the next thing in the trilogy is going to be.
Why the hell are we even sending you?
Daryl, I need you to call up your close personal friend, John Warden, and get him to move the panel to Friday.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
I actually did get an invite to this, but I'm not going. But we do know people that are going, like particularly Ant from TFU Info. He's going to be going. And we've been talking, and probably going to record a little bit with him at the show talking about what he saw. So that'll be fun.
Do you think, like, will the Hasbro people be there for the rest of the weekend? Like,
no.
Maybe you can go.
I have asked. They are going to have a very limited at show presence.
Okay.
Apparently, they always do. This is not actually going to be, I believe, at the convention. Usually, these are offsite.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, next time I will try to go a day before if I ever do this again, but we'll see.
Try harder next time. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll try harder. All right. Now, all this New York Comic Con stuff needs to just move over for a little bit because we have a DairyCon announcement.
You're terrible. Couldn't even make the proper sound. Yeah. Come on. Come on,
dude.
We've
already established I'm horrible.
Come on, dude. Let's
just move on.
You know, .org.
The segment is utterly ridiculous anyway. So. But anyway, there was a DairyCon one-day event in Milwaukee this past weekend, which I wasn't able to go to. But
Where?
It was in Milwaukee.
Oh, I thought you said Milwaukee.
No. It was actually at the Agabus warehouse. That's where they're based, I guess. And they announced after it was over the next DairyCon, which is actually their 20th anniversary DairyCon, will be Friday and Saturday, April 3rd and 4th, 2020. So, you know,
is this symbol new? This like,
no, that cow is their symbol.
Okay.
This particular design of it is, I mean, they change it every time.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're going to be in, you know, anywhere drivable to Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, I'd encourage you to go. It's going to be fun. Pre-registration opens December 1st, and it's a very affordable, very kind of small, intimate show. And, you know, 20 years is pretty impressive. So.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it for convention news. So let's, I guess, move into just a quick little bit of feedback. I'm not even going to play the sound things. Just one quick little feedback. In our Discord, Alpha Magnus gave us a YouTube clip of Beast Wars 2 with reference to the Burning Primal figure we talked about last week. So we'll have the YouTube link in our show notes. If you want to kind of see where the inspiration for that figure came from, there's a clip here. And if you would like to send us feedback, like the voicemail we had earlier in the show, or just send us text feedback, go to transmissionspodcast.com/feedback, and you can send it to us there. There's a widget there for the voice feedback. You can fill out a form, send us email, or if you're in our Discord, we have a feedback channel in the Discord, and just a great way to talk with us even between shows. So that is it for feedback.
All right. Well, that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.